Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Merry Christmas! What a day it is. Christmas every time is amazing. Christmas every time is exciting for me because I get to eat good food. Food at Christmas time somehow tastes different from any other time. Some of you know that. Some of you began at 6 a.m. and you're eating. You're going to eat again and you'll keep eating. But that's okay because this is the season to be happy and to rejoice because the Savior has been born and we celebrate. So that's why at Watoto we love Christmas time. And I want to thank you for coming to church today for Christmas. A number of our friends have traveled, and that's what happens around this time. It's family get together, and it's food time. It's fun time. And so it's an awesome time. I met a friend just actually yesterday, and we had a conversation. And he said to me, "You know what, Julius? For me, I don't know why people make a big deal of Christmas. For me, it's just another day. It's holiday." And I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah. The only thing we get to do is I go out to family and we eat, but it's just like any other day. The real day I celebrate," because I asked him, "So which day do you really celebrate?" He said, "The real day I take seriously and I celebrate is my birthday." You know what I realized? That if you go through the motions of celebration without recognizing the cause of the celebration, it just becomes routine and meaningless. For that friend of mine, he saw no reason to celebrate Christmas because he does not recognize why Christmas. The moment you appreciate purpose, then the party makes sense. If you just show up for a party and you don't understand purpose, you'll get crashing. And so today, I just want to remind us again why Christmas is worth celebrating. The cause behind Christmas. The reason we rejoice. The reason we can eat without restraint on Christmas Day. Why families will come together. Why people will spend, they will save and spend on Christmas. Why? Because there's a great reason behind all of that. Isaiah says it this way, that the people who have been walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. When I think about light, I remember in school when it was test time, when there are tests and getting ready for exams, and our people are reading and getting ready, and then somehow the power goes off, and then the generator fails to work. The pressure and the tension. Because you know you gotta get ready for the exam. And those of you who used to plan your reading, you say, between this time and this time, I wanna read this. And between this time and this time, I wanna read this. And somehow for 2 hours, there's no power. And it's pitch black at school. And all of a sudden, the power company remembers, and boom. When power would get back, there would be rejoicing in the school. Because you knew now I can get to read and prepare for my exam. That's what power is like. That's what light is like. The people who are walking in deep darkness, when you see a great light, you celebrate. Now, the darkness being talked about here isn't the physical darkness, but something worse than physical darkness, and I will talk about that. And Isaiah continues to celebrate. He says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be a ruler, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Isaiah spoke about this hundreds of years, speaking about the birth of a Savior. Now, when I think about my friend who said he celebrates his birthday, and I want you to think about your birthday, compare it with this. An angel appears to your mom and says, "Mom, you are going to have a child. And that child is going to be the Son of God. And he will save his people from their sin." This friend of mine can't save an insect from its sin. But he celebrates his birthday. Says, why do we celebrate this? If you think about the events around Jesus' birth, they are amazing. And then Joseph, who was engaged to Mary, says, "I can't take this. I can't handle it. Because we're just getting ready for our wedding day, and now you're telling me you're carrying a baby who is the Son of God." And he plans to divorce her. Because by that time, when you are engaged, you are considered married. And then the angel appears to Joseph and says, "Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Because what she's carrying is something spectacular for this world. He's carrying the Savior of the world, and you are to call him Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us." And Joseph says, "Okay, I'm gonna stay with Mary. We will go through this. Some public shame may come, but we're gonna stick to it." And then the night that Jesus is born, an angel appears before shepherds who are looking after their flock and says, "This night in the town of David, a Savior has been born. When you go there, you're going to find that little boy wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger of all places." Shepherds, being farmers as well, must have said, "Wow, this is a strange way for the Savior to be born." And they were terrified by the news, but there and then a heavenly choir appeared and sang, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to all men." Because angels recognized something special had just happened on earth. And the shepherds went and found the baby and went and told everybody. And then people who were so far away, who were the wise men, the intellectuals of their day, began to study the stars and recognize the unique star. And they started to think, there must be something about this star. And they started to follow this star. But somehow in their hearts, I do not know what it was that was moving in their hearts, they decided not to just travel. They carried gifts with them. And when they studied literature, they got to realize that there was a king that was to be born. And unfortunately, they went to the palace. Never make that mistake. These were supposed to be wise men, but their first stop was unwise. They went to the palace and are asking Herod the king, "Where is the king to be born?" Herod is wondering, is there another king? I'm the only one. And I'm going to help you understand what kind of darkness was there. Somebody wrote something interesting about the days when Jesus was born, and I'm going to read it for you. And so Herod says, you know what? Herod became smarter than them, but they outsmarted him. They were very wise. Herod said, "You go search for this king. The moment you find him, come and let me know so that I too may worship that king." But Herod wanted to get rid of the king. And when these kings came, these wise men came, found Jesus, they gave him gifts. They bowed down. You know what? Jesus is not just a savior for the shepherds and the farmers. He's a savior for the intellectuals as well. Any wise man knows they need a savior. And they came down and they gave gifts. And because they were wise enough not to go back to Herod, they continued their way. And Herod decided to do his ruthless acts. Now let me read to you about this guy called Herod. Someone wrote a piece. Because for you to appreciate why we celebrate Christmas, you gotta appreciate the kind of darkness that was happening to the people of that day. And why Jesus, the perfect light, is to be celebrated on this day when he comes. And this is what this guy writes. He's called Wally. I think he's a Luo, Wally Odum. Must be from somewhere else. Here's what he says. When I think about Christmas, I realize that I came into the world having nothing to do with my birth. None of us decided to be born. I showed up without planning it. But when it comes to Jesus, when Jesus came into the world, it was completely voluntary. And it was the most dangerous mission ever undertaken by a baby. He came knowing the battles he would face and knowing the ultimate end of his life on earth would be a week like no week in human history, the Passion Week. He came to live, die, and be resurrected in the greatest drama mankind has ever seen. Think about what he walked into with his eyes wide open. Rome was a corrupt government, morally and spiritually. That's the context into which Jesus was born. Their sins were shamelessly committed in the open. The death of innocents in the Colosseum was a major event of entertainment. They just loved watching people beat themselves to death. They loved throwing people in a stadium and putting lions there to eat them up. That's how ruthless these guys were. Their emperors wanted to be worshipped, and their gods were lustful, evil creations. Rome spread the darkness of paganism in every place that they had influence. The local ruler in Jerusalem, Herod, who we were just talking about, he was a notorious madman. He was made king by the Roman Senate, which proclaimed him King of Judea. So they named him King of Judea. That's why he was upset when there was another king. He was installed in his position by the Roman army, which forced him on the people. He wasn't even Jewish. He was an Edomite. Once Herod was in power, listen to what began to happen. He immediately killed 45 of the wealthiest citizens. And he confiscated their property for his own use. He began. His evil rule began. He was incurably ill, nearly 70 years old. That's how old he was. Matthew 2, when the wise men came looking for Jesus, he decided that he's going to kill all the babies. Now, for us, this is what this guy says. While the killing of all the male babies in Bethlehem under 2 years of age shocks us, it was typical of Herod. He had slaughtered his sons and executed his favorite wife. He didn't even want any of his sons to have a chance at taking his throne. Such an evil man. So why wouldn't he kill babies in Bethlehem? For him, it was just business as usual. Even the good guys, the religious Pharisees of the day, they would become enemies of Jesus. His message would unsettle and irritate them until they would finally conspire and bring about his execution in the cruelest way possible, and that was crucifixion. All of that is just to show how dark the world was when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Between the immoral Romans, wicked Herod, and arrogant religious leaders, it wasn't a place most of us would have chosen to enter. Yet Jesus came into the world voluntarily. It was a wicked world that received the baby in Bethlehem. But because of his willingness to enter our darkness, the angels were able to announce, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. Because the angels recognized, when light shows up, darkness will flee. Christmas means that God was willing to come into a dark place and bring the light of salvation. Because of him, salvation is available to all of us. Wow. Wow. So, that's almost 2,000 years ago, a baby born in darkness. Is there darkness in our world today? There is. When you think about the greed and the corruption, by the way, many times when we think about greed and corruption, we are quick to criticize the politicians. We have somehow come to a place where we've believed a lie that corruption has levels. If you're a very big corrupt person, that's really corruption. But if I'm a small corrupt person, I'm just surviving. Corruption is corruption, period. Whether you're a politician or a beggar, if you're corrupt, you're corrupt. It's just something in our hearts that's wrong. Lawlessness. We hear of wars, tribalism and racism, murder, genocide, suicide. Think of how the world has gone immoral. Poverty and famine and disease and disasters. There is still real things that make this world a dark world. So why should we celebrate Christmas every year? An event that happened over 2,000 years ago. This is why. Jesus, the perfect light, came not to just save people 2,000 years ago. He came so he could give light and life to every generation. Every generation. And so every year we take a moment and remind ourselves of Jesus, the perfect light. Because the darkness in the world is real. Satan wants to destroy people's lives. But every Christmas, we remind ourselves that the one that defeated Satan came to this earth one day. And we celebrate him. And I want to tell you, when you celebrate Christmas with meaning, Satan is mad. He's mad because you're celebrating the one who defeated him. So this Christmas, as you go through it, don't just eat and drink, do that. But eat and drink with your heart rejoicing that the perfect light is here. He came, and he came to give us life. That's why I love Christmas. That's why we celebrate Christmas. Because you see, when you think about the issues we have in life, they are actually issues to deal with the greatest darkness, which is sin. Sin is a heart issue. You can go to the greatest hospital in this world with the greatest doctors. They will never treat sin. I know some of you may think, but if I really go to Europe, there must be a doctor who has a pill that makes me good. None. None. You can go to the greatest university, they will never teach you how not to sin. Because even when they teach you the correct things, you still find yourself doing the wrong things. Sin, greatest darkness, no medical cure. Some of you said, maybe if I get a heart transplant, you're joking. The real heart transplant is done when you embrace this baby. That's the only time you become born again. He gives you a new heart. a heart that is inclined to Him. Jesus, the perfect light. J. John, an Anglican reverend in the UK, once said that, you see, the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. And I agree with him. And the only person who can change hearts and lives is Jesus. That's why we celebrate him. The perfect light is here who drives out darkness. John the Baptist went preaching, saying, "Repent, the kingdom of God is near." The day he saw Jesus come, the perfect light come, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of man is here." As we celebrate this Christmas, I hope you will behold this baby who is the Lamb of God. He is the light that drives out darkness. And Jesus began to drive out darkness from that time, and he still does it today. I think of Zacchaeus in the Bible, a corrupt official, a tax collector. He realized there's no amount of money that could satisfy him. There was an emptiness inside of him. And he heard about Jesus, the perfect light. He heard that he was coming. Zacchaeus, being a short man, he must have been a pygmy of his day. Short man. He was trying to see Jesus, but he couldn't. But he was a strategist. He decided, since he's going that way, let me go climb a tree. That is strategy. So that, and he climbed a tree so he could just see, who is this Jesus that is loving people? I would love to experience his love, because money cannot satisfy me. And while he was up on the tree, Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, come down. Today I'm going to be in your house." Zacchaeus must have thought, "Me? Do you know you're going to sit on furniture that I just bought from corruption? How can you come? The food you're going to eat is from stolen money. The house you're coming in may have been built by stolen money. Me?" And Jesus said, "Yes, I'm coming to you, because you are never too bad for the light. You are never too dark for the light to drive out the darkness." And Jesus ate with him and said, "Salvation has come to you." And there was a heart change. Zacchaeus said, "Money will no longer be my master. In fact, if I've stolen from anyone, come to me, I'm going to pay you 4 times. Imagine if that's what happened for the corrupt people who were caught in this city. Say, "I'm going to pay back 4 times. And then I'm going to give half of everything I own to the poor. Because I've realized whenever I stole, I hurt the poor." There's a change in his life. Only this baby can do that. Think about that blind man, blind Bartimaeus, who couldn't see all his life. And he heard Jesus was passing by. Says, "Here comes Jesus." And he shouted, "Jesus, I need help." Jesus says, "What can I do for you?" "I just want to have a better view of life." Jesus opened his eyes and he could see. Whenever you embrace Jesus in your life, he gives you a new way to see life. Everything changes. I think of the woman who had an issue of blood. She bled privately, tried doctor after doctor to help her. Still nothing happening. She was going through darkness personally until Jesus was passing by. She pressed in and had an encounter with Jesus, the perfect light. That day, her life changed forever. Wow. Jesus, the perfect light that we celebrate this Christmas, he drives out darkness. He has come, my friends. There's another woman in the Bible who had tried relationship after relationship, trying to look for fulfillment. And Jesus met her fetching water to take for her new husband. And Jesus said, "Even the guy you're taking water for is really not yours, because you've had 5. And he won't satisfy you." And she says, "How do you know me?" Please understand, we may fool the people around us by covering up the darkness inside our hearts, but Jesus knows. And his desire is not to drive you away. His desire is to say, please give me a chance in your life. I will drive out the darkness. And Jesus told her, the water you were taking, once you take it, you're going to be thirsty again. But I have the kind of water that when you take, you'll never be thirsty again. In other words, you won't need to run from place to place looking for fulfillment. And she said, I want that water. And her life changed that day forever. Forever. That's why this baby is worth celebrating every year. He chose to be born in a very filthy place because he didn't come for those who think they are good. He came for those of us who knew we are going through darkness and we needed a savior.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this message has inspired you to spread the love of Jesus. If you would love to know more information about us, please visit www.watotochurch.com.